Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Finley. Batting second. The shortstop, Eric Yelding. Batting third. The catcher, Craig Biggio. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Luis Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jeff Bagwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Caminiti. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Eric Anthony. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Casey Kendale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Harnish. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Pete Harnish. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third. The second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Cone. Pitching for the New York Mets, David Cone. And now, play ball. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Finley hits a ball on the ground for a single. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Finley. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Finley steals second. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Yelding hits a pop-up towards the mound. Cone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Biggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gonzalez takes first base on ball four. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bagwell hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Magadan takes first base on ball four. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jeffries takes first base on ball four. Magadan moves to second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Caminiti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Caminiti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Anthony strikes out. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kendale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster can't make a play. That's a base hit. Anthony moves to second. Pete Harnish is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harnish bunts towards the mound. Cone fields it and throws to first for the out. Anthony moves to third. Kendale moves to second. Two outs. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Anthony scores. Kendale moves to third. It's 1-0, Astros. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Finley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finley takes first base on ball four. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yelding is 0-for-1 in the game. Yelding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brooks hits a line drive beyond second. Kendale can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Caminiti fields it and throws to first for the out. Brooks moves to second. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Brooks moves to third. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Elster hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Finley. Elster reaches second base with a double. Brooks scores. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cohn hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biggio is 0-for-1 in the game. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bagwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagwell hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Magadan hits a fly ball into right field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive for a single. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Caminiti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Caminiti is 0-for-1 in the game. Caminiti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anthony is 0-for-1 in the game. Anthony strikes out. 1 out. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kendall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Harnish is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harnish is 0-for-0 in the game. Harnish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brooks strikes out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Elster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Steve Finley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Finley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finley hits a line drive beyond short. Elster can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yelding is 0-for-2 in the game. Yelding hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Finley. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Finley steals second. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biggio is 0-for-2 in the game. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez is walked intentionally. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bagwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bagwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. David Cone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cone hits a pop-up towards short. Yelding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Caminiti, and into shallow left field. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Magadan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Magadan hits a line drive into right field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coleman moves to third. Two outs. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Caminiti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Caminiti strikes out. One out. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anthony is 0-for-2 in the game. Anthony strikes out. Two outs. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kendall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, With the score, the Astros won, and the Mets won. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Biggio and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cerrone hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Elster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Elster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros won, and the Mets won. The Astros will come to bat. Gerald Young pinch hits for Pete Harnish. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Finley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops it up and throws to first, with Cone covering, for the out. 2 outs. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Yelding is 0-for-3 in the game. Yelding strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros won, and the Mets won. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Cappell now pitching. David Cohn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn takes first base on ball 4. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Daryl Boston pinch runs for Vince Coleman. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Boston. The throw from Biggio and he is out, Kendall applying the tag. 2 outs. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Magadan hits a fly ball into right field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros won, and the Mets won. The Astros will come to bat. Daryl Boston now playing center field. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biggio is 0-for-3 in the game. Biggio hits a pop-up towards first. Magadan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bagwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bagwell hits a ball on the ground for a single. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caminiti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Caminiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Bagwell moves to second. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anthony is 0 for 3 in the game. Anthony hits a line drive for a single. There goes Bagwell trying to get to home. Brooks throws the ball into Cerrone, who tags Bagwell, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Caminiti moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Jeffries, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Gianfranco now pitching. Tom Hare now playing second base. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Ramirez pinch hits for Mike Capel. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Finley hits a ball on the ground for a single. Ramirez moves to third. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yelding is 0 for 4 in the game. Yelding hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Johnson, and into shallow left field. Yelding reaches second base with a double. Ramirez scores. Finley moves to third. It's 2-1, Astros. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Biggio is 0 for 4 in the game. Biggio is walked intentionally. Mark Davidson pinch hits for Luis Gonzalez. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davidson hits a line drive beyond second. Hare can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Finley scores. Yelding scores. Biggio moves to second. It's 4-1, Astros. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bagwell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bagwell takes first base on ball 4. Biggio moves to third. Davidson moves to second. Jeff Innes now pitching. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Caminiti is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Caminiti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Clancy now pitching. Mark Davidson now playing left field. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Caminiti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mackie Sasser pinch hits for Rick Cerrone. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bagwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sasser for the out. Two outs. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Elster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Caminiti fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.